Welcome, everyone. This is Nichelle Anderson, and I'm your host for my podcast show, Nichelle Anderson Short Stories and Beyond. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining me for this whole season 6. I appreciate you. Guess what? Today is my finale show. Y'all know what's up. I am so happy. Thank you so much for supporting me and downloading my episodes. And I'm so excited to be wrapping up my number 65 episode on Mole Short Stories. I know you've been waiting for this, and I'm so excited to share this with you. And it is entitled, King Milan Speaks of Disloyalty Before the Gods of Pleiadians and an Orion is Born. All right, so thank you so much for joining me and tuning in and supporting my brand. I'm helping me towards my dream because I'm still keeping it alive and to focus on the message that I feel that that's what my book is about. Mitzrayim, a memoir of a past life in ancient Egypt, deals with love and understanding about relationships and how we can grow, learn, and move forward. And when we're not able to, we kind of focus on what we can do to get out of any rut, and disbelieve in the impossible can be possible. So with that, I just want to say a big thank you. And I'm very excited to be wrapping up my 6th season. I'm looking forward to my summer break, which is June, July, and August, to return back in September for my what? Season 7. Can I say amen? Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. I appreciate you. I appreciate God. Thank you. And we keep on moving to keep my message and my book on the forefront of what love is. What is true love? It's darn sure not negative love. So we got to be on it, ready, acknowledge it, love it, share it. By the way, share this podcast today. Last season 5, my finale, got a lot of downloads. I was so happy, and I had the ability to be able to really get involved in that sense. And that just means of, you know, talking to different people about it. They really loved it. Some people that, you know, that episode should have been a movie. If only y'all could see how I saw it, that I try to describe as best as possible. And I really hope that you continue to talk about it and share it. Facebook. So if you listen to this today, you got to do 3 things for me. You got to go to Facebook. You got to find where it's posted. If it's not posted there, find another post and just say, everybody go and download Nichelle Anderson finale podcast show number 65, the Mole Short Story. Then you got to go on another social media. You got to do the same thing and link it. Okay, you could do app, we could do, you know, at the Apple Store, what have you, iTunes, I get it out. Definitely go to Twitter, my Twitter page, go there and tag and say, check out, y'all just got to help a sister. You got to do it. I've been doing all this for all these years. I love it, but it really helps if I get some really steam into it, and that really promote my brand and my dream to fund my dream of a feature film there, okay, and other filming activities that I got. Oh, I got a lot of goodies that I want to do. So that's why I'm doing the monthly releases, and the funding will help. I don't normally go there with the funding, but you know, I just got to put it out there. It really will help, because what I'm trying to do is going to take a lot of dollars, you know, a lot of coins on that weather to really bring what I visualize and what I wrote to life. I want to bring the best, and I want to bring the right message that when you leave and see that, you're going to be like, oh my goodness, that's something that I ain't never seen before, and it's so moving, right? So without further ado, I just want to say, guess what? We are about to get into this, my finale, number 65, okay? I think that's pretty much everything I need to go over. Go to Mole, check out my brand, mole.com, get you a t-shirt that helps the production. Definitely go to Mole Beauty. That's all the good stuff with some really wonderful skincare healing. So do that and be happy. Okay, so in my book, Mitzrayim, a memoir of a past life in ancient Egypt, you can get it on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Don't forget, leave a review. Say, hey, Nichelle, I love your podcast and I love your book. I want positive reviews. I'm just going to be real with you. I don't got time for no negativity. It's a giving, receiving type thing. Especially what I've been doing is giving and receiving. And that's what you do to show your appreciation. If you love it, if you don't love it, whatever, but it's good. Go to Discord, Mole Discord. This, you know, it's just really a buffet. Go to Discord and say, hey, I love it, and everything. Find your character on the channel on a Discord, and you can type any questions about that character, and trust me, you'll get a response and a breakdown, and connect as a community. If you love Egypt, you'll do it. And definitely follow and be a part of the NFTMoleyWorld.com. Go to Twitter, MoleyWorld, and post it. I just heard the podcast show of the finale, and all of this connects to the NFTs Pyramid Mystery Temple Reunion. Yes, I'm going out live. I'm all excited because guess what? I'm ending my season 6, but I ain't going nowhere because this is about to lift off. You're gonna love it, okay? And when I do the director clip, y'all gonna love that. Y'all gonna love it. Okay, so let's get into this. Thank you. I appreciate you. And we're about to do this, okay? The last episode was on episode 64. Hani sends a letter to King Milan for an alliance. Guess what? We found out Hani got a younger brother. We also found out, guess what? King Milan got a younger brother. Now that right there is news. Can I say a hallelujah? I'm coming with stuff you don't know. Don't you want to see this on a movie? Buy a t-shirt. Buy a book. Buy an NFT. Download my music. Help me with a sister with a dream. I'm in Atlanta trying to live it. I sold my house to get here. Okay, it's been a hard struggle. I was in my 20s writing my book. I'm still in my 20s, y'all. Nonetheless, do it. Help a sister. Tell somebody, let this go viral, and they buying all the merchandise they can buy, particularly those t-shirts, and it's just whatever. Just get it, do it, help a sister to get her dream, and I'm telling you, you're gonna love what I got planned for my production house. Okay, so let's get into this. And Hani did send the letter, so now we're gonna move forward to today when King Milan's about to speak to the gods of Pleiadians. Okay, can I get a hoo hoo? We're about to get into this. All right, I'm so excited. I get excited on my finale, so exciting, and I'm more relaxed, y'all. And we're gonna do this. This is live, and we are going to do this. Let's do it. Let's get started. Let's begin for my finale, season 6, 2022-2023, for this week of my podcast show, Nichelle Anderson Short Stories and Beyond. For this week, episode number 65, entitled, King Milan Speaks of Disloyalty Before the Gods of Pleiadians as an Orion is Born. Opening scene. In the adjoining Akuni room in the Pleiadian galaxy, guys, we see King Milan wearing his Mistri royal king crown and garment of royal turquoise and white Santuan colors. He was reading over the papyrus letter that was given to his younger brother named Tahin that was handwritten by General Hani of Orion. They had talked of a secret message of where he is unknown but discovered Milan's brother that not many knew at this moment of time. As Tahin, sometimes is called as Tahan, stayed and lived on the planet in Pleiadian's galaxy, working on special assignments around the universes. But Tahin felt compelled to assist Ayuno, Hani's younger brother, of the matter that unfolded in the skies of Orion. King Milan was standing in front of the many floor-length, 40-feet clear glass wall panels that could view many feet of gardens of green and other colorful flowers as the three Aspu solar disk being over the area, and the Kingomin in the distant horizon slowly approaching to claim its victorious reign again. Kimulan was about to walk out to give his speech of the situation in Orion and to put more pressure on the southern tribal leaders, as he wanted to urge the Okuno leaders for an investigation to whom it was that led to the disloyalty that now has escalated, and that those of the Okuno is after their star that was to be kept secret of its whereabouts, and seemed to pinpoint in fact it is in Mizraim, and he knew of all of this. Hani's letter proved several things, and an alliance could bring all of them to the forelight for the judgment of who actually had the initial idea that led to the disloyalty and all other matters associated back to capture their star. But could he trust him in Orion of that elite status that more than so seeking power as a former member on the council that also went along with the plan to get their star, as he was one of the main power players on the Okuno council? King Milan Antahin was nearby drinking some herbal tea as he too looked at within thought of their discussion about this matter. Then he spoke, not looking at his brother. It was Tahin that spoke first. He said,
"These are treacherous waters of our time, but I know you will choose what is best for all."
King Milan replied as he too kept looking straight ahead.
"King Milan, Atra, who to trust is always the challenge in rulership of leaders,"
Tahin said in that reply.
"You don't trust this honey? He has nothing to lose but his freedom if he betrays you."
Then Tahin looked over to his brother Milan, and Milan shook his head very slowly, still looking out to the gardens now. King Milan said,
"They will squirm to find another way to get the freedom they seek. They are all after their star of Mizraim."
Milan then looked over to his brother, and he nodded in agreement with Milan before returning back to Stale as well, as the Atspu on net was about to set in the horizon, as the other two of Spu nestled to decide when they will let the Kingo of the skies enter in. Tahin was about to say something when the golden doors opened. It revealed Queen Haga, looking beautiful as ever, holding Princess Hannah's hand, and Queen Mother Mami walking in thereafter, holding Elder Tahib's hand as well, along with a few of the Okuno guards walking in. Princess Hannah let go of her mother's hand and went over to her father with a big smile, and King Milan scooped her up as flowers that remind them back in Mizraim. Her turquoise and yellow striped royal dress curled in like a bow around her feet, enclosed with golden sandals, as her Nubian hair bounced individually as dates back home on Tamat. The emerald and turquoise gemstone breastplate that she wore, the young princess, went lovely with the ribbon of fabric in Princess Hannah's hair. As she kissed her father, speaking as eager to know what would proceed soon, Princess Hannah said, "Are you ready for your spenon in front of all the Okuno, father?" King Milan smiled, and then at the same time handed Queen Haga the letter from General Hani. She began to read it. Then King Milan said to Princess Hannah,
"Ashura, and you will be my star of the heavens to get me to focus, and not on the impending sail I promise you when we return to Mizraim."
Princess Hannah's eyes lit up. "Oh, sure, father. Would you take me to Nasar pyramids and the now turns colors of the skies for Mispu? I want to go there," King Milan said beaming.
"For you, I will."
Then Princess Hannah laughed as the others, one by one, and they just enjoyed that moment. Queen Haga then finished reading General Henny's letter and then handed it to her mother, that then Queen Mother Mami handed to Grandfather Elder Tahib. After reading it, they both nodded in disbelief of such a proposal for an alliance, as he is in hiding. Queen Haga rubbing her belly and looking at them all back, then at Milan, she said, What would be your decision on this? Kimalan said, looking at them and Elder Tahib. There be time for you to decide to make any alliance with them. And this general, Hani Malan, is wanted species in many galaxies. There needs to be an envoy of his proposal, Grandfather Tahib said. Then Queen Mother Mami agreed, nodding. You will know when to consider or move forward with his proposed deal. Orions are always after the position of power and not of the balance of therein amongst the rest. Kimalan nodded as everyone pondered the next move. Then Kimalan hugged Princess Hanna one more time and his arms turned to look back out into the glass full-length windows before his speech. Many moments progress forward and the Kingo rays incapacitate the three Aspew stars and Pleiadians for their resting time as the streak line in the skies still showed their path that left a crimson Sartuan colors in the open area of the Kunhun War Okini Wu chambers. The round platform rose high as of 20 feet as the members of the Ikunu Council of Nata sat awaiting the speech by King Malan. He spoke with calmness as his family watched and began with the journey from kingship and to the now after the war. As he progressed to that point, he then laid out the full reason of his request for his moment in requesting of them that was needed in Mitrayam, that left many shocked of the brewing disloyalty amongst the tribal leaders back on Tamad. Then Kimalan said,
I am not wary of another war, for the Orions and those that support them may bring their might, and I will stand as victorious as the last. What I do and am wearing is the constant interference and supporting of the Orions by members here.
Silence and then gasps interrupted his moment's plea. King Malan continued.
I will not motion those that I suspect, for in time all will be revealed, as it was taught to my generations of Sumna and from Atlantis, as etched in the tablets of the pyramid power many sars ago. But what I will ask is a needed investigation to whom and why, and for the judgment therein as Mitzrayim has suffered, journey to acquire the Astar.
Silence continued to erupt the moon chambers. He continued, who will stand with Mitzrayim this day to support the royal family set with a mission given by the Akune to lead forward with righteousness and balance that will oversee and provide for those crossing the skies. With that, we must stay together. And those that do not, no matter rank, must be dismantled into no more, even if it is of the abyss afar or the Nile near. I have made my move. I will protect the Astar. Now, I need each of you of the Akune Member Council, the 50, and more, as I see thousands are watching me here. Who would you stand with? Who? To protect the word of promise that an eye for an eye or a foot for a foot shall be the same. To whomever was the one that made the disloyalty such deep a realm of consequence before us here. Akuni members and everyone else rose with a standing ovation. Some members got up and left. And King Malan nodded as he knew the journey forward for such a request and acclamation of what needs to be done and what has been done to to pull back the cloth of hiding and just let it out for everyone to decide and show which side of their heart will be a mighty mountain to climb. But he will be with everything unless they will support or acknowledge, Kimalan says. I see before me the sides have been drawn. So be it. Meanwhile, in Akator's galaxy on the planet Damana, we see General Hani with his family talking to his brother Ayuno, discussing the letter he sent to King Milan. Hani is pacing back and forth, not sure if it was a good idea, as early that day, some officers of Orion region were seen, but in regular townspeople clothing. Ayuno assured him not to worry, that a few of their people do find this planet and settle down, but not really of any regime. Hani then wishes he heard back from his letter. He sent to King Milan, and Ayuno assured him that time is of his friend and not to worry. Just then, there was a loud noise in the side bedroom, and General Hani with his family and Ayuno go to see what it is. It is his wife Thassia, and she is about, oh my, to give birth. Hani's wife quickly get the needed items in the cooking area and start to help and motion Hani and her children to do certain tasks. Ayuno is so nervous, he doesn't know what to do, and went to his wife holding her hand. After several what seemed like hours to moments of an undefined of the planet Damana time, Auno's wife gasps for support as the labor pains continue to increase and increase and increase as Rano wrapped her forehead and held her hand. General Hani and his children pace back and forth in another room as his wife administer the occurrence that will be an anew before them, with the new life on planet Damana. Then, within moments that seem afar, but are near of them, the cry of a baby Orion made through the anticipation into their reality. Hani's wife stepped in the room of where Hani and her children were to motion them. It's okay to enter now. Come on, it's okay. And they entered and they saw Ayuno beaming with tears, hugging his wife's shoulders as she rested on their lot, holding a blanket of their new baby boy. General Hani and his children was excited and thrilled for them, and Hani spoke proudly of his younger brother and wife, and Hani's first new nephew. General Hani said, "And what is his name, this young seed of you and Thassia?" Thassia spoke, "Oh, I want it to be a bold name of his father. I shall let you decide, though. she said, looking up to Ayuno, that was speechless and with tears. He said, I wish for it to be as bold and courageous as Ainatum had need. You remember? He managed to laugh, and the others did as well, and Hini nodded, tearing up. Hini said, our father would have loved that, always wanted us to be fearless and bold of leaders. That was true. Well, what will be your son's name before us? Moments seemed to encounter them as Ayuno touched his son's hand and face. Ayuno said, I remembered our father's brother that was good to us and bold as ever as the mighty Nubium of the oceans of the abyss. I think I shall name him after him. And he gasped, nodding in memory as he stepped closer to the young baby boy, still nestled in his mother's arms, wrapped up looking as dim and younger days, an eye as closed shut to see what is taking place of his destiny. Fascia said, looking up to her husband, Ayuno, well, what would be his name? Ayuno said in the Orion language, Manawa Noasa Geze. Translation, my son's name will be called Kishi. Insane.